Proclamation number 3421 of 29th of January, 1945. Intervention of God. Plan from eternity. Through world events the spiritual low shall be remedied, and the great hardship shall contribute to the approach to God. Thus earthly events have the purpose of leading people to their actual destiny, to educate them for the actual life in the spiritual kingdom one day. Therefore, the entire event corresponds to the divine plan of eternity, even though nothing will ever meet God's approval, which is the fault of human will because it is obviously his adversary's work. Nevertheless, he also includes this work in his eternal plan of salvation. He lets it happen, as it were, as a prelude to all upheavals in the last days. There can only be an improvement for people if they change fundamentally, that is, if they strive for a higher state of maturity. And if the fate of the individual or the entire events in the world have entered this higher degree of maturity of the soul, then it has not been without success, and then even God's adversary has indirectly contributed to God receiving his sheep back, that they join him and are cared for by himself. And the soul is no longer lost without salvation. And thus everything in the entire universe serves and is subject to his eternal will. Thus even the forces of darkness are subject to God, and consequently God himself determines the course of everything that takes place in the universe, regardless of whether it has good or evil will as its cause. God is just. He will never praise a bad thought or a bad deed, but he allows them to be carried out so that fellow human beings shall recognize that they are not God-willed, that they feel the effect of such thoughts or deeds in order to refrain from them of their own free will. But he will constantly draw people's attention to the injustice, and especially in such a way that he will not let people's evil plans succeed. And so he again directs a plan, which is recognizable through human hatred and the will to destroy, towards a completely different end than people reckon. But first he shows their depravity so that people will think again, so that they will make an effort to change, so that the spiritual low will be remedied and people will come closer to God, who is to be their only aim on earth. For although they are left with free will, God nevertheless intervenes when this free will is abused and people are thereby spiritually endangered. And such an intervention by God will also now steer world events in a different direction, because peoples will let it become an injustice which clearly marks their corruption. Yet the adversity on earth will not become less, for it is necessary since people will not change and have to be brought into situations where they should and can seek contact with God so that their souls will be rescued from utmost spiritual hardship. For it is the time of the end which should still be used before it is too late. Amen.